It's the biggest football Friday of the football season for your Eagles. They are a couple of days away from playing the Saints in New Orleans in the divisional round of the playoffs. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, with me here right now, and he's got his keys to the game. Good morning, Merrill. What's it going to take for the Birds to beat the Saints?
Number one, play angry. Turn everything up a notch. Show the Saints from the opening kickoff that this isn't the same team they faced on November 18th. Number two, get the short passing game going. Mix in some runs, and when they least expect it, go deep. The weakest part of the Saints' defense is their secondary. And number three, Darren Sproles was still sidelined the last time they played. Any game could be a swan song. He'll be extra revved up against his former team. Help him burn them the way he burned the Eagles the last time they met in the playoffs. And those are your keys to an Eagles win.
Merrill, if you had to pick one player on the Eagles that needs a big game on Sunday, who would it be?
Oh, brother. you could pick 22 or more in this case because everybody has to be at their best. This is the ultimate team game, but naturally, all eyes point towards the quarterback. Nick Foles has to continue to convert third downs, continue to make red zone plays, just continue to play the kind of football he's been playing. With one exception, you cannot afford two interceptions this week.
No, you certainly can't. And, you know, you always hear the phrase or the saying that when you play a team that scores like the Saints do, you shouldn't try to outscore them. They got to keep it a low-scoring game. Do you feel that's the case this weekend?
Well, you don't optimally want a shootout against this team. You don't want this game into the 40s. It's not going to happen in the Eagles' favor. But yes, you've got to stay with them. You're not going to have against this team, you're not going to have a 16-15 game.
Right.
So you've got to play them. If the Eagles are to win this game, they've got to win it something like 28-24, something in that area.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier this week how you noticed such an incredible vibe down there at the NovaCare Complex this week. And it's not surprising. They've played very well over the past month or so. How would you compare that to last year at this time?
Well, I think last year this team was playing at home. They were on a run, and they almost assumed at this point, and it didn't mean that they didn't work hard, but they just went into every game feeling they were going to win. It was a long stretch. There was so much success. And even when Nick Foles took over, he had the first good game against the Giants, sputtered a little bit in the last couple of games, but this team went in with two home games. This time it takes three to get to the final dance. But listen, the confidence builds each and every week. The team is loose. Nobody feels as if this is too big a stage for them. I think the feeling is still very, very positive.
And Merrill, after a week of dissecting the game and preparing, so on and so forth, how do you feel about it?
I feel as if the Eagles have to play their A game. If the Eagles are at their best, they have a shot. But keep in mind that people will say, well, the Saints really haven't been playing well lately. Well, the Saints have really been on cruise control since they beat the Eagles. They coasted in with a 13-3 record. This is a very, very good team. Can the Eagles win? Yes. But they've got to be at their best.
All right, Merrill, sounds good. Thank you very much for the time. We'll break it down Monday morning. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, Dave. I will enjoy the weekend if the right team wins.
All right, there you go. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.